Welcome dear listeners to the episodes of Virata Parva in Mahabharata. Today we are going to see the Pandavas in council. The Pandavas along with Draupadi and Gaumya sat in a lonely place and began to consider their future plans. Yudhishthira said, "Think of a place, Arjuna, where we may stay for a year without being recognized by our enemies." Arjuna said, "I can suggest any number of charming, remote spots which surround the kingdom of the Kurus, Panchala, Chedi, Matsya, Surasena, Malla, Saurashtra, Avanti and Kunti Rashtra. Any of these will do." Yudhishthira said, "The aged Virata, the king of Matsya, is powerful, charitable and righteous. His country appeals to me. I shall disguise myself as a Brahmin and call myself Kanka, the gambler. I shall make them happy with games of dice. If the king asks for my credentials, I shall say, 'I was a friend of Yudhishthira, dear as his life to him.' O Bhima, what is your plan?" Bhima said, "I shall present myself as a cook named Vallala. I am an expert cook. I shall please Virata by preparing dainty dishes such as he has never tasted before." Yudhishthira turned towards Arjuna and praising him for his exploits, asked him, "What profession do you propose to take up? How can you hide your valor?" Arjuna replied, "I prefer to be a eunuch. To hide the bowstring marks on my arms is indeed difficult, but I shall try to cover them with bangles. I shall wear bangles made of white conch shell. I shall braid my hair like a woman. I shall teach the women of the palace to sing and dance. I shall seek work saying that I used to serve Draupadi in Yudhishthira's court." "What about you, Nakula? So graceful and modest?" asked Yudhishthira. "I shall work in King Virata's stables. Horses are very dear to me, even as they are to you. I shall name myself Damagranti." "And you, Sahadeva?" "The keeper of his cows, Tantripal," said Sahadeva. Yudhishthira ultimately turned towards Draupadi and said, "O Draupadi, you are dearer to us all, more than our lives. You should be cherished like a mother and respected like an elder sister. How will you appear? You are a princess wholly unaccustomed to hard work. You are nobly born and tenderly nurtured." Draupadi, looking at him smilingly, said, "I shall be Sairandri in the court of the Queen of Virata, a companion and an attendant of the princess. I shall tell them that I served as a maid in waiting in Yudhishthira's palace." Yudhishthira said, "Very well, but you know very little of the ways of the world. Be careful. Behave in such a way that the wicked and sinful men have no chance of casting lustful looks at you." Yudhishthira then turned towards Dhaumya and other Brahmins and said, "It will be proper for you all to spend your time in the court of Drupada." Yudhishthira was now satisfied with these arrangements. Then they took leave of Dhaumya and other Brahmins, buckling on their sheathed swords and wearing lizard skin and finger protectors. The Pandavas proceeded towards the southern bank of the river Yamuna, the land of the Matsyas. "I see tracks here," said Draupadi. "Virata's metropolis is seen in the distance. Let us rest here for the night. I am too tired to walk any further." Yudhishthira asked Arjuna to carry Draupadi on his shoulders so that they could cover some more distance and reach the capital. Arjuna carried her and they all reached Virata's capital. Where shall we keep our weapons? Asked Yudhishthira. Arjuna said, Near the cremation ground on that hill is a huge samit tree. Let us hide our weapons among its tangled branches. Nakula climbed the tree and tied the weapons high up to the strong branches. They were tied up in such a way that it looked like a corpse from a distance. Some shepherds asked them what they were doing. The Pandavas said, It is the corpse of our mother who died at the age of 180 years. It is our family custom to dangle corpses from trees. Then they entered the capital. Yudhishthira selected for himself and his brothers the code names of Jaya, Jayanta, Vijaya, Jayatsena, and Jayadbala. Pandavas enter Matsya's kingdom. Yudhishthira, while about to enter the city of Virata, mentally prayed to the Divine Mother Durga and sang hymns in praise of her. The Divine Mother, pleased with his devotion, appeared before him and said, O Yudhishthira, I give you my blessing. You will recover your lost kingdom very soon. Yudhishthira entered the court of Virata. King Virata, seeing Yudhishthira entering the court like Indra, turned to his advisors and said, Who is he who appears like a king even though he is without slaves, chariots and elephants? Yudhishthira approached the king and humbly said, I am a Brahmin. Having lost everything, come to you for help. You are very welcome. But do tell me who you are and where have you come from? Asked Virata. Yudhishthira replied, I am a Brahmin, formerly a friend of Yudhishthira. My name is Kanaka. I am good at the game of dice. Virata assured him a place in his palace. He at once accepted Yudhishthira as his personal advisor and gave him full freedom to lead a very honorable life. Virata's magnanimity was such that he said, This kingdom is as much yours as it is mine. Next entered Bhima. He walked in like a lion, holding in hand a cooking ladle and a long spoon. Virata was astonished to see his beauty and valor. Bhima said, Sir, I am a cook named Vallala. I am an expert in the culinary arts. Please appoint me as your cook. The king said, I do not believe that cooking is your business. You shine like Indra. You are well built with grace, beauty and strength. Bhima said, O king, once I was a cook of Yudhishthira. I am not only an expert cook, but also a good wrestler. I shall always entertain you by fighting with elephants and lions. Virata said, You shall be in charge of our kitchen. Draupadi called herself as Sairandri and took up the job of serving Sudekshana, Virata's queen. She lived in the inner apartments of the palace as a maid and companion, engaging herself in all works. One day, King Virata saw a person standing before him. Attracted by him, he sent for him and asked him who he was. The man said, Once I was looking after the cows of the Pandavas. Given a chance, I shall gladly serve you. Thus, Sahadeva secured a job as one in charge of the cows of the palace. Next to appear at the gate was a tall and handsome person wearing feminine ornaments, large golden earrings and conch shell bangles with long hair flowing down his neck. Approaching the king, he said, My name is Prihannalla. I can sing, dance and play musical instruments. Let me be the dance teacher to Princess Uttara. Pray, do not ask me how I became a eunuch. It is very painful story. I shall not probe into your past. You are appointed as you desire, said the king. Then came Nakula, introducing himself as an expert in the care of horses. As he too was winsome, he was immediately appointed. Thus lived the Pandavas in the kingdom of Matsya, counting the days. 10 months passed in this way. The evil eyes of Kichaka fall on Draupadi. Draupadi, who was used to luxury, was now compelled to wait on others. She did her best in satisfying the queen Sudekshana and the other ladies of the palace. During the last days of her stay, she happened to attract the attention of Kichaka, brother of Sudekshana and commander-in-chief of Virata's army. Burning with intense desire, he went to his sister and said, "Who is this new girl? Her beauty intoxicates me like fresh wine. That she renders this kind of service to you is quite unacceptable to me. Let me take her." Then from there, he went to Draupadi and said, "Who are you? Your beauty is beyond words. I will renounce all my wives and make them all your servants. I will be a slave to you and be ever obedient to you. Please accept me." Draupadi said in reply, "I am Sairindri of a low caste. Besides, I am already married. It does not befit you to seek to marry me. This conduct does not seem proper for one in your position." But Kichaka was possessed by an irresistible passion. He said again, "Look at me. I have everything that people desire, youth, good looks and wealth. In heroism, I have no rival on earth. I shall confer on you my entire kingdom. Accept me and enjoy this kingdom with me." Draupadi said, "O wicked Kichaka, do not imagine I am helpless and alone. I am always protected by 5 Gandharvas. If they are provoked, they will destroy you. It is not good for you to bring destruction on yourself." Rejected thus, Kichaka went to his sister and said, "Sister, I am in love with this girl. You must find a way to me to marry her." Taking pity on her brother, Sudekshana said, "At the time of the festival, I will order her to go to your room on the pretext for fetching food and wine for me. At that time, humor her and bring her around. Cajole her into accepting you." But when Sudekshana told her to bring food and drink from Kichaka's house, Draupadi said, "I shall not go anywhere near him. How utterly shameless he is." Sudekshana said, "Knowing that you have been sent by me, he will not harm you." Praying to the sun god for protection, fearing and trembling, Draupadi went to Kichaka's house to fetch wine. The sun god, pleased with her prayer, ordered a Rakshasa to protect her, and from that time, the Rakshasa always stood by the side of Draupadi, keeping himself invisible. Draupadi, praying, "May my fidelity to my husband's protect me," entered Kichaka's house like a frightened deer. "Oh, you have come. I am fortunate tonight," said Kichaka. "I have bracelets, golden chains, beautiful gems and jewels for you. Accept them as my gift. I have also prepared a very fine bed for you. Sit with me and let us drink this sweet wine together. I am sent by the queen to fetch wine, said Draupadi. Give me the wine quickly. Hichika said, others will take care of it. Saying this, Hichika seized her right hand. She said, I have never been unfaithful to my husband, even in my dream. Nevertheless, Hichika seized her by the end of her upper garment as she tried to run away. Furious with anger, she hurled him to the ground. Then Draupadi ran to Yudhishthira in the court to seek his protection. But Hichika pursued her, caught her by her hair, threw her on the ground and kicked her in Yudhishthira's presence. At that moment, the invisible Rakshasa showed aside Hichika, who fell down unconscious. Bhima was also witnessing it. He was wild with rage. Gnashing his teeth, he rushed forward to kill Hichika. Yudhishthira, fearing that their identity might be discovered, pressed Bhima's thumb and commanded him to desist. Yudhishthira said, go, cut down a tree for fuel and start cooking our food. Draupadi turned to King Virata and said, he has insulted me, sir, in your own court. I am the faithful wife of 5 Gandharvas. Is there no dharma in this kingdom? Does no one protest? Virata said, I do not know even the cause of your quarrel. How can I judge who is guilty? Then the courtiers, having heard everything, praised Draupadi repeatedly, exclaiming, well done, well done. They re-approached Hichika bitterly for his disgraceful conduct. Yudhishthira, with drops of perspiration trickling down his face, said, go to the inner apartments. The wives of heroes endure pain for the sake of their husbands. Probably your Gandharva husbands do not consider this as a proper time to punish the wicked. They will surely assuage your sorrow and punish him who has wronged you.